Metro Ports is a stevedoring company. It manages how cargo gets off and unloaded and distributed at 27 ports in 10 states. Burns Harbor will be its first Great Lakes operation when it takes over the bulk cargo terminal next month. Bulk cargo, loose, cheap materials like grain and fertilizer, makes up about 40% of Burns Harbor's business. The port moved a little more than 1 million tons of it in 2016. Ports of Indiana's CEO Rich Cooper hopes Metro Ports can help double that volume in the next 5 years.
You've got to have a variety of cargoes coming into your port because not every year steel is going to be strong. And that's been the commodity up there that's really made that port what it is today.
Cooper says he hopes Metro Ports will connect Burns Harbor with new places to trade in bulk cargoes in the U.S. and potentially abroad. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.